Brother flopped down and watched. After a few minutes there was a movement at the mouth of the hole, and Om emerged, covered with what, if this wasn't a desert, Brother would have called mud.
"Oh, it's you," said the tortoise. "Tear off a bit of your robe and pass it over."
Dreamlike, Brother obeyed.
"Turning round down there," said Om, "is no picnic, let me tell you."
He took the rag in his jaws, backed around carefully, and disappeared down the hole. After a couple of minutes he was back, still dragging the rag. It was soaked. Brother let the liquid dribble into his mouth. It tasted of mud and sand and cheap brown dye, and slightly of tortoise, but he would have drunk a gallon of it. He could have swum in a pool of it. He tore off another strip for Om to take down. When Om re-emerged, Brother was kneeling beside Vorbis.
16 feet down! 16 bloody feet!
Shouted Om.
Don't waste it on him! Isn't he dead yet?
He's got a fever.
Put him out of our misery.
We're still taking him back to Omnia.
You think we'll get there? No food, no water.
But you found water. Water in the desert.
Nothing miraculous about that, said Om. There's a rainy season near the coast. Flash floods. Wadis. Dried up riverbeds. You get aquifers, he added.
Sounds like a miracle to me, croaked Brother. Just because you can explain it doesn't mean it's not still a miracle.
Well, there's no food down there, take it from me, said Om. Nothing to eat, nothing in the sea, if we can find the sea again. I know the desert. Rocky ridges you have to go round, everything turning you out of your path, dunes that move in the night. Lions, other things, gods.
What do you want to do then? Said Brother. You said better alive than dead. You want to go back to Ifeeb? We'll be popular there, you think? Om was silent. Brother nodded. Fetch more water then.
End of CD 6.